Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very young and accomplished entrepreneur from Munich, Germany, currently in New Delhi, Ria Rustagi. Ria, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, sir. More than happy and glad to be a part of this platform.
Thank you so much. Ria is the co-founder and chief operating officer of Newfony, which is India's first brain wearable. So Ria, let's start talking about Newfony, which is, as I just mentioned, India's first brain wearable. Tell me about this venture.
So basically, it's a wearable device which helps you track your brain activity and recommend insights.
Okay.
So we've been talking 1.5 years about mental health a lot. And while we created this idea before that, but one thing we realize is we talk about mental health and awareness, but we are way past that. Mm-hmm. Now is the time where we should start accepting the mental health that we have and start working upon it. Okay. And Newfony is that device for you.
Okay. And what is a brain wearable? Is it something you wear outside on your head?
Yes, it's an EEG tracking device. So when you go to the hospitals, you see this EEG/ECG rooms.
Okay.
It's like a smartwatch, but for your brain. It's a headset, a headphones. You wear it over your head. It tracks your brain activity and then just give you insights into your mobile application.
And a normal consumer can understand the activity, or does it have to go back to someone who's a neurologist?
No, sir, not at all. So that's the whole purpose of it, that while neurologists and researchers are working on EEG, we as common people have no clue that there is a signal in our brain.
Correct.
And the purpose is that we can use this device. You don't have to know anything about it, but you will get your stress levels, focus levels, and calm levels out of this device in your mobile application.
Incredible. And tell me, what was your motivation to start a venture like this?
So basically in 2016, my sister went through a brain infection. Mm-hmm. Within a matter of few days, she went from office going to somebody who was in the stroke ICU for 6 months. She got paralyzed. She was unable to speak and all her cognitions were lost. At that time, I realized I really don't know anything about the brain, and whatever is happening, I have to accept it. Because no matter what it is, we just have to listen to it. Mm. I didn't know what she was going through, and I really wanted to be a part of her journey. She was my elder sister. Unfortunately, she passed away in November 2016. And I myself went through a lot of mental health issues. My partner always wanted to be an entrepreneur and was fascinated by brain anyway. Mm-hmm. And this gave us a cause that we want to create a brain wearable device. Initially, the idea was that it helps bedridden patients communicate with their family, maybe just on an emotional level. But that is something that we as just engineers in the beginning could not achieve in a year or two. So we started our step into the direction by creating a device for mental health, because social impact is very important to me. I do things only for the cause and the benefit. I am not in it for the technology and the entrepreneurship. So we created Newfony, which helps people with mental health training on a day-to-day basis, because every day is a struggle and a challenge, and we want people to be a new version of themselves every day.
Wow. So tell me, decided based on a personal, trauma that you wanted to get into brain. And 3 years later or 4 years later, you have a wearable device. What were some of the challenges and some of your learnings as you started to build this?
So we were in Germany. We were in Germany when we were creating this and ideating this. Two Indian just engineers, no idea about the business field. My dad is a business from 3 generations. I've been into the business family, but a lot of challenges, sir. So we had to kind of first understand what EEG is. We just had an engineer's perspective into a technology. We understood that building a team was the most difficult, because generally it's very difficult to find people who are passionate for your vision and who want to put in as much as, let's say, skin in the game, as much as you have. So me and Bhavya tried multiple different co-founders, different age, different countries, different expertise, but nothing worked. It's just like that chemistry with the co-founder has to be there. And I think that was the most difficult for us. Eventually, we ended up being just the two of us, and we started building our product. We'll be overworked. We'll do it. We'll learn whatever needs to be done. We divided everything. I take marketing and admin. He took software and hardware, and we built this over the past 2 years.
Wow. I mean, this is almost like a dream story, you know, two engineers get together and decide to take on the most complex part of the human body, which is the brain.
Yes.
Well done. I mean, incredible. So, you know, when I was reading about you, I was also, because my mother went through dementia and, you know, all kinds of other neurological challenges. But how does this technology work? I mean, you said it's on a wearable device and your smartphone can get this. What does it do for patients and their caregivers?
So basically, initially, this technology, almost 100 years back, this technology came out and was invented for the purpose of mental health disorders. So in the West, you will see that this technology has increased significantly. Earlier, it was only meant for diagnosis of patients earlier. And I'm talking 50 years back from today.
Right.
It was meant for schizophrenia, dementia, and other psychological, neurological disorders. But with the research that has tremendously increased in this field, specifically neurofeedback, people were able to hack brains. And now it is also used for training your brain on a day-to-day basis. So that's how this innovation this technology has actually increased, grown over the past few years, specifically the last 10 years. It's seen immense growth.
Amazing. And when you use a phrase like train your brain,
right,
help me understand, what can you do? I mean, you know, this is something so new for me, because a brain is something which no one seems to understand.
Exactly. So that's the whole point. So I've seen my father saying, see, this is me and you have to accept it, you know. And people make this like we are a victim of our brains, but that is completely wrong. There is a concept called as neuroplasticity, that your brain is a plastic and you can expand it just by learning. So when we say learning has no age, what you think you become, that is scientifically true, because your brain, the chemical reactions in your brain changes. And when you train your brain, there are new neural connections created, and the ones that you have become stronger. When these things happen in your brain, you can do more out of your time. So while you see, I am X person, in a particular situation, I will be very mindful of what other person wants. I will be peaceful and I'll be calm. This is something that I train myself every day to not behave in an angry manner, while the other person would respond very proactively. No, this is wrong. I cannot deal with this. This is what you can train yourself to be. And when you train yourself to learn a new language, to change your behavior, there is chemical and electrical changes in your brain.
Okay.
And this is what the device can track. And you can say, for example, I have PTSD after my sister. It was initially very difficult for me. I was all alone in Germany, 8,000 kilometers away, when all this trauma had hit. I couldn't sleep very easily. I trained myself that, you know, it took time. It took 1 year for me to stop myself from the crying and act upon it. I completed my master thesis, which was supposed to be 6 months, in 4 months. That's how rigorous I did it. And you can be whoever you want to be if you train your brain for it. And you can validate that using neurofeedback by listening to your brain. If I listen to my brain and my brain says, you are stressful. It's not your thoughts that you are saying that you are having a bad day. It's not who you are saying that I'm not a good person. It's your brain which is feeling this. Listen to it and make the desired change.
Wow. These are such new things for me. I mean, I thought I had a reasonable understanding, but this is amazing. I mean, training your brain is something which is a completely new concept I've learned from you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Rhea, you know, based on my limited knowledge of the challenges people face because of neurological conditions, every patient is different, right? Every individual needs a customized cure. How do you determine success using your wearable device?
So that's an amazing question. So basically what we do is, as you rightly said, every brain is different and every brain needs a custom training regime. So, for example, when it comes to physical health, we say you need to balance, like Ayurveda. What is Ayurveda? Ayurveda is listening to your body, finding what element your body is, what is the dominating element, and giving that particular sort of treatment to you. It could be a lifestyle. Now, the same is with your brain. We listen to your brain. That's your default state. And we listen to it every day, because today you are a happy person, tomorrow you are an angry person. And it can change within hours and minutes.
Correct.
So we listen to your state every session. We make you go through a 10 to 15 minute journey of meditation. We see what your brain is feeling when that journey happens, and we store it. Over a period of time, it's a smart device. So over a period of time, it listens to you and gets used to it. After 6 to 8 weeks, it will be fully able to, let's say, understand your brain, the different combinations, that this is your extreme, and this is your, these are the two extremes of your brain, and this is what your journey is like. And it starts recommending you things which work for you. For example, a mindfulness meditation is for people who have a very hyperactive brain, which is mine. So I have beta activity, which is for focus, and which is also for hyperactivity. So which means I'm very good when I focus. But if I don't stop it, I become hyperactive. I get very easily anxious. So now this means I should do mindfulness meditation, because I have high beta. But I have PTSD. So people with PTSD cannot do mindfulness meditation, because it calms my brain so much that I remember all the, let's say, negative, and I go in a state where I start getting more anxious. So I should do another type of meditation. And this research was done by Dr. Jeff Terrant, the director of Neuromeditation Institute, who has also joined us over the past 3 months as our mentor. So his research, he has actually classified all the meditation techniques across the world into 4 categories based on the impact it has on your brain. So we do a personality test. This is your personality. This is your, we do a classification of your brain. And then we recommend you should do this, because we believe one size does not fit all.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I hope you'll be in India long enough, because I'd love to get my brain tested out. But again, tell me, you know, one is for this for Neufony, the wearable device, one is what you can do for people who are under stress, people who are wanting to train their brain and are aware of what is happening. So I think, what about people who have already got a condition of either a dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, you know, what about people like them? Can this device also train their brains?
So definitely, sir. So in this case, but what happens is, right now we are working on people who don't have any neurological disorders. But if you have a neurological disorder, you can use this device, get in touch with a neuroscientist who can brain, who can track your brain activity and then recommend you what you have to do. Because right now what happens with people in the clinical disorders, they don't want to go to a hospital to get their clinical EEG. While that is important, I'm not saying I'm a clinical EEG device. That is the first step. Like, you go to a physician, you get your body tested, but after that you buy a smartwatch to track your activity on a daily basis. So this device is like, you go to a neurological, neuroscientist, you get your brain activity monitored, and after that you come home, track with Neufony your daily activities and share those data with them. And they can say, okay, this is a good day, this is a bad day, what happened? And we can start understanding that. To be able to help a person, we need to listen to the person, and more than the person, to the body, what the body is saying. And for that, this device can help them.
So that means there is now hope for patients who have undergone lot of these kind of ailments.
Hopefully, sir. So right now, our aim is actually that down the lane, once we figure out this mental health market in the first year, we expand slowly and steadily by collaborating with the right people, psychologists, psychiatrists, improving our device, so that in a year or two, we can actually help and create a platform for psychiatrists and people and patients, basically.
Incredible. So moving on now, Ria, after a long time, you know, mental health issues are now being talked about. Right. It is no longer something that needs to be hidden. I don't think we have still reached where we can openly talk, but at least society is now beginning to accept it.
Right.
Based on your study and your wearable device, how does a parent know what to look for if their child has mood or anxiety disorders?
So the first thing that we have to understand is that social isolation is a very important thing that we need to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, my parents faced a lot of difficulty when I as a child was always socially isolated. I was not a very friendly kid, you know. I it was difficult for me to make friends. And this is difficult for parents to accept that what is happening. Parents need to kind of first understand that there is a change in the generation, and if whatever it is, you need to talk. And rather than before, let's say it's okay, while it is, yes, it's okay, you have to say that it's okay, but we need to start accepting it. Okay, you don't have any friends, you don't want to meet people, what happened? We need to start seeing small signs. What might be okay for one kid might not be okay for your other kid. And we need to kind of pay attention more to the behavior than to the results. Because I know my sister, as a kid, was always scolded for her studies, which caused me to study in a very proactive manner. I would study, I would relax, but then again, I would go to study because she was being scolded. That unsaidly kind of created an unsaid pressure over me. Now, I always thought that I'm the kid who is good at education. And if I don't do good, I feel I have very serious mental health issues when I fail. I cannot accept failure. And this is something I have only trained myself over the past 5-6 years when I moved out of India, when I was by myself. That don't put pressure on yourself.
Correct.
So we need to kind of, as parents, we need to be just okay and let the kids take their natural growth journey. It could be whatever. There should be no sense of comparison. That is the most, I tell my parents also, as a kid, because it creates two barriers between the siblings or the friends, and between the kids and the parents.
Correct.
And that is what we need to really, really work upon. Like, that's, I think, the foremost priority based on my experience as a kid.
You know, this is so amazing you're saying this. I actually have my latest book is on failure, where I've said that parents in India don't teach children it's okay to fail. And you're so much younger than me. But what you were telling me about your parents is exactly what my parents told me, 47, 48 years ago when I was in school.
So
nothing seems to have changed, but thank you for your advice. I mean, let children be, let them take their own path. This is incredible. So Ria, I have time for two more questions for you, or three more questions. What is your view on how has the pandemic affected mental health amongst the younger people?
So it has significantly, I will say it's a good thing. Because people are, like, in that journey, I don't know what it was, that we were also at the right time, maybe. Mm. Maybe people need new funny and that's the timing kind of made sense. A lot of people, and I cannot, people who are aged 40 plus reached out and said, I am getting angry at my family for no reason. Is this a mental health thing? And I was so happy that this was happening and people are questioning their behavior. So the pandemic has, I will say, brought a positive change, because while a lot of people suffered, but it was long enough that the people suffered and wanted to act upon it on a positive manner. People started realizing they have to go on a, develop habits, grow, talk to families, do these kind of things which really, really matter. And I will say it really definitely brought a positive change in the youth and in the young people who were just running behind work. And I would just really like to say that it would be great if what you did in pandemic, you continue to do that and keep that change in you and not just let go of it because life is back again and you can just run again after your job again.
Amazing. And my next question is about the millennials and the Gen Zs. And I know you're doing work with them also. So on the one side, I've always said that, and you're probably a young millennial or maybe a Gen Z yourself, but you know, I've often said that all the young people like you are inheriting this earth, and I've got some amazing strengths. You're going to inherit a world that all of us will leave behind, which is pretty messed up. But I'm also beginning to see health or mental health related challenges in the younger people. So my question to you is, what are some of these challenges that you're beginning to see?
So self-doubt. I am questioning myself. I have a mental health tech startup. I know how my brain works. But still, with this entrepreneurship role that I have, sometimes I get so intertwined, it's difficult to keep my mental health place also in check while I know everything. Now imagine people who are not aware of, there is a constant pressure to grow, to develop. Now we have social media and technology. Now you are not being compared only at a school or a university level. Now you are being compared to somebody sitting in Africa, somebody sitting in America, and how they are performing. Everybody wants to go to the elite top 7 colleges in US. This constant self-doubt and comparison has increased, and for every aspect. That person is going to Goa, I also want to go. That person is going to Maldives, why can't I go? This comparison is now gone international. And that is what has created the biggest problem of all.
Wow. And Riya, my last question to you, and that is that, where is Newfunny available, and how does, you know, an Indian or any young person or anyone else get access to you and your product?
So we are available on website, www.newfunny.com. I'm available on all handles. I have a mental health Instagram page as well, where I used to do lives. If you have any issue, any concern, you would like to talk it out, if I can help, I'll be happy to. If I can't, I'll get you the right person who can help you. And Newfunny is all about bringing a change. Right now, we developed our first product, sold it to 25-30 people, and now we are scaling this production until November and December. So after that, the product will be available worldwide to masses, and it could be easily accessible. And for any concern, even 10 months down the lane, just reach out to us, because here we are here just to bring a change and not any other technology product in your home.
Amazing. Riya, I don't even know how to thank you. This has been such an incredible conversation. I have learned so many new things today. I think, you know, the way you have spoken about mental health challenges, about brain wearable devices, I mean, suddenly you made it seem as if this is a problem that can be tackled. It is not something that we need to be worried about. Don't worry about societal commentary. This is something which we, using support from Newfunny and your device, can actually manage to control our own lives. Thank you again and good luck.
Thank you so much, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.